This is episode number 2100 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, December 1st, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Big buzz in Hollywood, Rita Moreno. I know, it's a name that we haven't really thought about in a long time. West Side Story, the remake, as of course delayed by the pandemic, finally coming out this week. Had their screenings around Hollywood. Lots of buzz. And lots of buzz that with awards.
She's in it, right?
Yes, she's in it. She plays a newly created character, Valentina. But here's the deal about Rita.
A newly created character?
Rita Moreno became the first and still only Latina to ever win an acting Oscar.
Really?
1961, the original version.
Wow.
Where she played Anita in the original West Side Story. I really got to see this movie. So anyway, journalists, critics, everybody's like guild voters. Everybody's excited about the awards season. They think Rita Moreno could knock it out of the park and break multiple Oscar records this year. So
we'll
see.
That would be cool.
We'll see. She's probably going to be up against Lady Gaga. West Side Story coming soon. I think it's Christmas, right? Anyway. Hey, it's time for the Who Cares News, kids. Here's Morgan.
The movie Bruised.
Yes.
The Halle Berry Netflix movie.
Yes.
Her directorial debut, in which she also stars as a washed-up MMA fighter, is the number one stream movie over the weekend in the U.S.
Hello?
And the second number two worldwide.
Hello? We're talking about Halle Berry. It's a Halle weekend.
I mean, it's number one in worldwide.
Worldwide. She's huge. I'm telling you, she's huge.
Just blows me away.
Why?
I don't know.
Why should it blow you away? For 10 years, we have been promoting Halle Berry on a daily basis here.
Oh, it's us.
Hello. Thank you. You're welcome, Halle.
All right. So we have two words then. We have two words for this. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
The Van Camp and Morgan factor plays large in the success of Halle's film.
It does.
We're right.
10 years.
Yep.
10 years we've been doing this.
I mean, for real. This
for
has
real.
Led Netflix to sign our Halle.
Uh-huh.
Well, your Halle.
Our Halle.
Well, she's going to make me a stud.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
Halle to a multi-picture deal.
Wow.
Catwoman Revisited, perhaps?
Oh, that would be great. No, I got it.
She's already starring in... I don't know if you knew this.
Mm-mm.
She's already starring in two other Netflix movies outside the new deal.
Oh, I didn't know that.
A sci-fi project, The Mothership.
Okay.
And that's from writer-director Matt Charman.
Okay.
And she'll also appear in Our Man from Jersey opposite Mark Wahlberg.
Wow.
You know, Halle hasn't done much recently, and now she's like, boom.
Oh, but she has. She has. I mean, she did the John Wick movie a few years back.
Well, yes.
That was huge and a big comeback. And then she's also doing a movie called Moonfall, which is going to be released in theaters.
Yeah, but it's like she almost had like a little break. She did John Wick.
It's like she had a little break. She
and now she's
a couple
back
of kids.
Doing...
She left a couple of men. She got a couple of more men. I'm just thinking of Halle in terms of her relationships. Never mind.
You're just thinking of Halle.
I am. Yeah. Hey, congratulations, Halle Berry. You're welcome.
Well, Friends alum Maggie Wheeler.
No. Janice.
has teamed up with American Idol singer-songwriter Jax.
Okay.
to create... I'm sorry, I can't do that. Nah,
your throat will be raw by the time you're done.
No, it's... After a while, it just gets to be nails
on a chalkboard. I know.
And I think if I can't stand myself...
Nobody else can. Nobody else can.
So they're going to create a video based on famous Friends theme song.
Yeah, I'll be there for you when the rain starts to fall.
Yeah.
They're redoing it, huh?
So Maggie, you know, was Janice.
Yes.
Chandler's annoying girlfriend.
Yes. We know.
Which was, you know, PM.
Chandler Bing. PM?
Chandler Bing. Pre-Monica.
Oh, pre-Monica.
Yeah. She has said the show made one mistake.
Oh, what's that?
not bringing Janice Chandler together in the end.
Well, they tried. I mean, they had that little...
interlude.
Yeah, interlude. Yeah. Well, the last episode, whatever. No, second to last episode. I don't remember which one.
Well, it turns out, you know, when they were house hunting and they found the house they love.
She was moving in next door. I know. It's hilarious.
No, she lived next door.
Oh, she lived next door.
Yes.
See, this is the thing about this character, okay? He never really cared for her. She was a girlfriend that he couldn't get rid of from the very beginning.
True.
If you go back and look at those, yeah.
He kinda
going on a business trip to Yemen. You can't come. Remember?
Yes.
He was going to Yemen. All places. Chandler.
But then he couldn't help himself.
Well.
She guess she was comfortable like a nice, I don't know.
She was comfortable like a big pillow.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God.
So, Chandler, I'll wait for you when you and Monica get divorced. I'll wait for you. You know you always love me more. You love me, Chandler Bing, she declares at the end with her character's trademark laugh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's crazy. I'm going to have to look that up. I have to look that up.
The Valentine episode was cute when they were making home, where they were exchanging gifts.
Okay.
That they made themselves.
Okay.
And I remember Chandler forgot.
Oh, he forgot to make
one.
And
he grabbed the mixtape.
Oh, yeah. The
you remember
tape.
That one?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And so the song playing, pretty music. And then.
See, this was the whole thing with them, though.
And then it interrupts with Janet's voice.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. She played it great.
Oh, she was great.
God bless the guy who played Gunther. I mean, we just lost him.
Yeah.
I forget his name. We talked about him earlier. But, man, what a great character.
Accidental,
right. Because he showed up for an audition, and he was only supposed to do a walk-on or something like that. And they kept him for the entire series. I mean, changed
right
his
place,
life.
Right time.
Yeah.
That doesn't
there
happen
There is
to
a
me.
Show I would have loved to have seen being taped. However... I heard towards the end it would take 5 hours to do one show.
Why?
Because they just were so full of themselves.
Oh.
And they would they'd crack up and they'd mess up. And it just gets old after a while when you're watching the show. If you ever come to Hollywood and you want to see a show being taped, it is fun once. After that, it's kind of like, I've been there, done that.
Well,
got the t-shirt.
Yeah, that's true. But I wanted to go see Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, it would be great to see a show you really like. Yeah.
Yeah.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.